It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Curwood.
Well, I love that dirty water. Oh, Boston, you're my home.
Love the place or not, back in the day, the dirty water was no exaggeration. Sewage went into Boston Harbor only partially treated, and the water was truly foul.
Boston Harbor was one of the dirtiest harbors in the nation, and we were actually rated at D or below for water quality. As a matter of fact, you couldn't fish or swim within Boston Harbor for most of the days out of the year.
That's Dave DeWest, the man in charge of the answer to Boston's filthy harbor. It was so disgusting that in the early 1980s, a series of lawsuits were filed requiring proper treatment of Boston's sewage. There were numerous delays, and the new infrastructure cost nearly $4 billion, though it doesn't catch the microbeads we know about today. Still, by the year 2000, there was a modern treatment plant on Deer Island.
We are actually in the middle of Boston Harbor, which is the outermost stretches of the metropolitan Boston area. And Deer Island Treatment Plant serves 2.3 million people, which is about 34% of the total state's population, for sewage treatment services.
If you ever come to Boston, you see Deer Island from the aircraft. You've got these kind of iconic, big, egg-shaped containers. Looks like you're trying to hatch something out here. What, in fact, do they do?
They're actually a critical part of our wastewater treatment operations. We actually put all of the solid material that is conveyed within the wastewater into those vessels, each one of those being 3 million gallons apiece, and we have a dozen of those.
All that flushing creates a lot of water. What happens to the water?
We get, on average, 360 million gallons of wastewater a day into this plant, with peaks up to 1.3 billion gallons per day. All of that material gets pumped to Deer Island and then lifted up into the treatment process. After we clean it up, we remove 94% of the total solids out of that wastewater, and the remaining clean water then gets disinfected, dechlorinated, and then sent out into Massachusetts Bay for final disposal.
And where does that water end up?
Eventually, all the treated effluent is disposed of in Deer Island's outfall, goes into a deep rock tunnel that's 450 feet below the surface, travels 9.5 miles eastward out into Massachusetts Bay, and that gets distributed over that last mile and a quarter through 53 risers that are just like sprinkler heads on the bottom of the ocean floor. And that actually disperses it over a wide area, so you don't get that single one open end of a pipe that's going to impact that one area.
And so now, today in Boston Harbor, what's different about the ecology here?
The ecology is actually greatly improved. We've gone to a full secondary level of treatment, so the quality of the effluent that leaves the facility is much, much cleaner than it was ever in the past. We haven't had any permit violations for over 8 years now, and we're actually seeing a recovery of the harbor so that things like eelgrass are actually naturally reestablishing themselves back into Boston Harbor. Eelgrass is a very sensitive natural species of seagrass that only grows when the water is very, very clean.
Well, I'd really like to take a look at this outfall. I'm not sure I want to go all the way down the tunnel, and I guess it's full. I can't, right?
You cannot. If you go in there, it's a point of no return. You'll come out 9.5 miles later and about 12 hours later, actually.
But I really want to take a look at where this is. So let's head over there.
That sounds good. All right, we are now at the end of the disinfection basin, just prior to the start of the outfall tunnel.
It looks like sort of a ladder of a bunch of waterfalls with, well, a fair amount of detergent. Don't tell me that's from somebody's washing machine.
What you're actually seeing there is a little residual chlorine that's actually causing a little bit of foaming. All of that foam, however, is collected in our systems and never actually makes it out into Massachusetts Bay. But really what you're seeing is the water spilling over and dropping about 10 feet over the edge and then filling up to a certain level, providing the head that it needs to send it to the outfall.
Now I'm looking over the side here and I'm seeing, oh, there's a really deep, long channel goes way down. What am I looking at here?
There's a bypass channel that you're seeing down below, which is actually one of the recycle streams. We use treated effluent as cooling water for some of our facilities.
So how do you guys feel about this operation? How good is it?
Deer Island's actually been in operation for 20 years, and it's doing very, very well. We're seeing the recovery of Boston Harbor. We're seeing no impacts to Massachusetts Bay. So I'd say that the Deer Island Treatment Plant is meeting its goals and objectives.
Dave DeWest is director of the Deer Island Treatment Plant here in Boston Harbor. Dave, thanks for taking the time to walk us around your plant.
You're welcome.